Great to have your company on the Thursday edition as we continue to look ahead to Flemington on Saturday. And Tony and Calvin McAvoy have a big team heading to headquarters, and it's always great to catch up with Calvin. Morning, Calvin.
Morning, Michael. How are you?
Very well indeed. I'm looking forward to seeing a few of these gallopers heading to the track on Saturday. I might start with your runner in the last, because he's one of the most interesting runners of the day, and this is Coolth, only lightly raced. He's created a big impression. He's a big boy. First up, 1600. How's he come back this time in, Calvin?
Yeah, super. No, he's in really good order. His jump outs have been good. We took him to the Valley for a gallop last week, which he, you know, he sort of floated around. He's not the best track worker, but he's really looking good. I think he's forward enough to run very well at the mile. Claiming off 54.5 is really good. Will Price galloped him for me earlier in the week, and he's quietly confident that he'll run a good race. So it's nice to have him back at the races, and obviously a horse that will continue to get better when we get him out to further.
What level do you think he could get to this time in? Because he's a raw, untapped stayer of the future.
Yeah, he really is. Look, I'm not sure. We're just going to, you know, he's still low in the ratings, of course, and, you know, being a 73 rated, we're just going to try and get his rating up, and I just can't wait to see him at a mile and a half. It's something we haven't been able to get him to yet, but we're looking for, you know, we'll see how his condition is pulling up after, you know, his first run at the mile, whether we can go straight to 2,000. That's what we'd sort of like to do, and if he allows us, I think that's where we'll see him continue to get better, and once we get him out to a mile and a half, that's when it'll be very exciting.
Yeah, he's in the last race, number 9 at Flemington. He's around about a $9, $10 chance at the moment. Coolth as well, first up over at 1,600 metres. You start the day in race 2, and it's a well-performed galloper from South Australia, Strike Eagle. Another one that's around about the $9 mark, but if you have a look through the South Australian form, he's knocked into a couple of pretty nice gallopers, especially Taunting as well. How has he settled in at Ballarat?
Yeah, no, he's really good. I mean, he did all of his work before his first up run here, and went back there to Adelaide for those couple of runs and ran into a few smart ones, I think. You know, Taunting seems to be really good form. He looks a very promising young horse for Michael Higmont. And then Keep Reading last start, he, you know, I know they've got an opinion of him. So although he's still a maiden, it looks a nice race. He's very fit and well, and I think, you know, blink is off, wink is on. Drawn well over the 1,400, he'll acquit himself quite well.
Yeah, drawn a good gate, so you'd expect him to be up on speed or making the speed?
Yeah, he can be a little bit, you know, he can want to bowl a little bit, so hence why the shades have come off. But drawn that gate, I don't think we'll give up our position, and he'll be up there anyway.
Race 5, you've got Deep Speed going around in the Crosby Sprint over 1,100 metres, and this galloper's got a really good strike rate from just 6 starts, 3 wins and 2 placings. Drawn out probably the better part where you want to be with Jamie Carr on board. It looks a nice race on Saturday.
Yeah, it certainly does. I was happy to be drawn out there. Obviously, it's his first time down, you know, first time down the straight, but he's really going well. We took him to Moonee Valley as well for a gallop. We were pleased with what we saw there. Jamie galloped him. He's tightened up nicely. It's obviously a bit of a space between runs, but he's a horse that loves to be fresh, and he certainly is fresh. And again, he's a bit like Cork. He's still down in the points, being a 76 rater, but we just want to pick up a few races, pick up a few points, and we'll be getting to black type at some more black type at some point throughout the spring.
You don't need to give Jamie Carr any instructions, but he's a horse that's been up on speed in his run so far, and Oxley Road, the favourite, has drawn on the inside, and he's a horse that likes to run as well. So can you see Deep Speed just, you know, I suppose, ambling forward and making the pace out wide, and your main danger on the inside doing the same?
Yeah, I think so. You know, you hit the nail on the head. We won't be giving Jamie any instructions. She'll ride him as she sees him, and you know, obviously love is something out wide. We wanted to go very quick and we could get him behind, but whatever happens, happens. But it'll be a bit of a tactical affair with the other horse drawn on the other side.
What are you expecting Winning Partner to do first up?
Yeah, look, he's been off the scene a while, but he's done plenty of work leading into this first up run over 7 furlongs. He looks fantastic. Again, claiming off 54, he gets in really, really well. He'll just be ridden quiet and re-ridden to finish off that last 400. We're going to put him on a plan to try and get him back to the Balaclava Cup, which will be a bit of fun. So he'll have a first up run here, probably another run, and then we'll head back to South Australia and target that Balaclava Cup third up, I think.
Yeah, he had a great campaign last time, winning the Balaclava and the Murray Bridge Cup. Was there any reason for the length of time off?
Yeah, he actually, out in the paddock, he cut himself. He cut his, in his side, sort of where the girth goes, he biced himself on one of the rails at the farm, and it just took a long time to be able to get a girth back on him. That was the main thing, but he's absolutely fine now, and he's a horse that's really thriving in the stable here.
And another one who's on the comeback trail from a fair amount of time off is Secret Blaze, first up in the Bletchingley. You kept him at 1,200 in the Ori Star again, second up?
Yeah, we did. Look, we were extremely happy with his first up run. You know, he's coming off a tendon, and he is a proper stayer, this horse, and for him to sort of only be beaten 2.5 lengths in the Bletchingley was, you know, it gave us a great thrill. He's a big horse that carries a lot of condition, hence why we're staying at 6 furlongs. We just want to give him another strong hit out. We're under no illusion that he can go out and win an Ori Star, but what he needs is a nice hit out. And then we'll look to what we do next, whether it be 1,400 or even further. But he's going well, and it's bloody nice to have him back.
That's exciting to hear. Have you got a winner at Murray Bridge as well?
Yeah, we've got a nice horse called Fighter going around. He's been the horse that ran 5 seconds in a row and finally broke through last start. He's just been too difficult to place here in Victoria, being a 61 rater. He's not getting runs in the 64s, and he's sort of got too much weight in the 58. So he's heading over there to run over a mile on Saturday, which will be nice. I think he'll be hard to beat.
Good on you, Calvin. Best of luck over the weekend.
Appreciate it. Thank you.